All right, we're joined by Leslie Ann Dupuy, who's going to be performing at the Summer Concert Series tonight on TuneHub.ca and on the Facebook TuneHub. Now, like we said in the past, it's a little bit different than the typical Summer Concert Series that we're used to. So have you performed at Summer Concert Series in the past, or is this kind of your first year?
No, I've performed at the first four that they had originally when they were doing the centennial celebrations for Tim and Shoe Mac and South Porcupine.
Right.
And then after that, I got sick for a couple of years, and now I'm back.
Now you're back in a whole new way.
In a whole new
literally.
Way. Yes.
So what kind of music can we expect out of you tonight?
I'll be doing some country, I'll be doing some pop, and some original tunes.
How many originals, can you say?
Actually, our set list right now, it looks like I'll be doing about 8 or 9 originals.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, and cover tunes to fill out the gap so that people can relate.
Excellent. So now the pop and the rock, country covers, all that kind of stuff, what kind of artists?
Anywhere from Adele to Patsy Cline.
Okay, so
wide variety.
Everything in between.
Something with a groove that people at home can sit and tap their toes and sing along to.
Cool. So you said there's a whole bunch of originals. Do you write them? Do you have a team of people that write them with you? Or do you just kind of write everything and go, hey, band, play this?
No, actually, I released a cassette back in 1995 and a CD in 2000. And now with COVID, I'm forced to move everything online. So all my original tunes will be played online and whatnot, and I write some of them. Some my great uncle wrote, and some we got when we were in Nashville.
Oh, cool.
Yeah.
So all the originals will be off those two recordings?
That's correct, yes. Cool. And one of them we'll be doing was on the Timmins 100 Centennial Celebration CD that they had.
Yep.
I'll be doing an original from that so that those who purchased that CD can see what's on that side.
Cool. So with, speaking of COVID and getting everything put online, have you had time to sit and write it and get anything new?
Oh, yes. Yeah. Oh, yes. I've been doing a lot of writing, and I have a lot of projects that are going to be coming up that I need musicians for to put some tracks down. And
so reach out to you if you want to be on a CD.
Yeah, absolutely. I'm always looking for musicians, right? And for this summer concert series, during COVID, we got a band together, and we played on Canada Day, and just in our neighborhood.
Right.
And I reached out to some musicians, and they were really excited to play, and they're also going to join me on this summer concert series.
I guess it's not hard finding musicians that want to play right now because they can't play anywhere. So they're just going to scramble to play wherever they can, right?
Oh, you know what's happening right now, I noticed, is passion is coming out more than the financial matter. For the first time I've ever seen in the history I've been playing music, a lot of musicians, everybody wants to get paid for what they do, right? And
sure.
It is an industry that we don't get paid half as much as we're worth. But now I notice that musicians just want to play because they love to play.
Right.
And that's really shining through now.
That's excellent, too. And I know I've got some friends down in Southern Ontario that they, for the first time since COVID kind of began, they had an open mic night and just were flooded with people. So, you know, I think that passion, it's not even just a localized thing here. I think it's across the board.
Oh, yes.
I mean, you can see that, too, in all the big name musicians that are doing all these free, Facebook Live videos because they want to play.
They just want to play, yes. You know? And that's what I did, too, during COVID. I was doing Sunday shows for like 10 or 12 weeks. And lots of people just, everybody was stuck at home, nothing to do. So here you go.
Yep. So where did music come from for you?
Well, my family is very oriented when it comes to music. My parents and my grandparents used to play at the Manita back in the 70s. They were a house band. And then they ended up buying JJ's Ranch, and the music just continued to flow, right? So it's a family tradition. Everybody plays guitars, drums, spoons, you name it, right? And at Christmas time, I miss those Christmas parties when, you get 30 people singing and playing.
Right.
And yeah, so
cool.
It's a musical family.
So, yeah, and you said you play, a little bit of everything, pop, country. Do you have a preference?
Well, I was raised on country music, and I do a lot of shows at the retirement homes, and they really enjoy the country classics.
Right.
So, I mean, that's my level of experience there.
Right.
But I do a little bit of everything.
So, I guess your original stuff's probably on the country side.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Cool. And where can people find that if they want to hear any of it? Is it all available yet, or you're still getting it online?
Well, actually, I'm lining it up with the summer concert series. My website's going to be launching that night.
Perfect.
And they'll be able to purchase any of the songs that I'll be playing that night online.
Excellent.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to that.
Leslie Ann Dupuy performing the summer concert series, TuneHub.ca, or on the TuneHub Facebook page at 7 o'clock. Good luck. Look forward to hearing you.
Thank you.